Assuming you locate the seller and they're willing to allow you to bring the mortgage current and buy the property under terms that are favorable to you, you should then visit the bank and determine whether you will be permitted to assume the mortgage loan if you bring the payments current. If the bank refuses to agree to do this, you might ask them if they will sell the defaulted mortgage to you at a discount and avoid the trouble and expense of foreclosure. Be sure to get the answers in writing from an officer who is able to legally bind the bank. Assuming that you have assured yourself that the physical condition of the property is satisfactory and you've received approval from the seller and lender to buy the property, obtain a preliminary title report from a title insurance company. The title company will give you a report on the title and will determine if there are other liens against the property, such as a judgment lien from a local finance company, a physician, or anyone else for that matter. When you're satisfied about all aspects of the transaction, have the title insurance company or your attorney prepare a deed which will be signed by all owners of the property. Their signatures must be witnessed and notarized by a notary public. You should quickly record the deed in the public records. Then be sure to obtain fire and casualty insurance for the property. Naturally, before bringing the mortgage current and accepting a deed from the owners, you should make sure the owners have moved out of the property and the home is free of unwanted occupants or tenants. Also, never give any money to the owners until they have signed the deed. You might find that either the bank is unwilling to allow you to assume the mortgage loan or that you don't want to buy the property before the auction because of a large number of liens that exist. If you're satisfied, however, that you would like to own the property, you need to make plans to bid at the public sale. There are several ways that can be used to determine when the public sale is going to be held. Check the court files for the property in question to see if there is a sale date, time, and place that have been set. Contact the lender's attorney and ask when the property will be sold at auction. Go to your local legal newspaper and check the ads to see when the property will be sold. Or finally, visit your courthouse to review a posted schedule of foreclosure sales. Once you learn the sale date, contact the lender's attorney to find out if the lender will accept any terms other than cash. If the lender will not, and most will not, you'll need to make arrangements to get the cash yourself. While it's not common, some properties have been sold on the courthouse steps for 50 to 60 cents on the dollar, sometimes even for less. If the property in which you're interested represents this kind of a bargain opportunity, generating the cash needed should not be difficult. You could go to private lenders or partners who might advance the money needed. Or if you have sufficient credit yourself, go to a local bank and get a 90-day loan. Once you buy the property and make any needed repairs, you'll be able to put a new mortgage on the property and take out whatever cash you had invested, and maybe even more than you had invested. Purchasing property at a public auction can be a very risky business. You've got to know what you're doing. Let me give you some important tips. Number one, make sure you understand the foreclosure process. Second, be absolutely certain the property you're buying is in reasonably good condition, or at least be familiar with its faults. Have a good understanding of market value so that you're certain that you're getting a bargain. Be cautious because aside from the lender, most buyers at a public auction are professionals in this process. They do it for a living, and they tend to be well-informed. And finally, set an absolute upper limit for what you'll pay for the property. Don't get emotionally caught up in the bidding and exceed this limit.